Welcome to Become with IMTA.
I love that. Hi, everyone. I'm Nancy.
And I'm Sarah.
On today's episode, we have International Model Scout, friend and colleague, Karen Lee.
Without further ado, here she is.
Great to see you both.
It's great to see you.
Thank you.
We're so excited to have you as our first guest.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm honored that I am your first guest.
Great. Great.
How's the weather in New York?
Gorgeous.
Yesterday was too. I saw the skyline. It was just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's quite lovely now.
Really nice.
So we wanted to just start off with learning about your involvement in the industry and maybe what does a day in the life of Karen Lee look like?
Wow. Well, you know, I've been in the modeling industry for a long time. I started out in health and wellness. I went to college, university, Slippery Rock University, to become a health and PE teacher. And I love and still love, you know, trying to stay healthy and trying to keep in shape regularly. I also modeled back in my home area, in the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania area. And I joke and I say I was the Giselle of Pittsburgh.
Great.
I guess today I would be the Bella or Gigi Hadid of Pittsburgh, you know. But it was wonderful that my parents encouraged me to get a degree, and I'm really happy that I have actually a master's degree. Let me check this off. Okay, of course there's always a call that comes in, right?
Of course.
So I feel very grateful that I have a degree in health and wellness. And I also am really happy and grateful that I did some modeling back in the Pittsburgh area. I moved to New York City and I did do some showroom modeling here. And that was a great time in New York. And I met a woman named Kay Mitchell who said, geez, you've been involved in fitness and health and modeling. You'd be great in the business end of the business. So here I am many years later in the business end of the business. And I have worked for Legends, which was the agency she was at. I worked at Wilhelmina. Pauline Model Management. And the last agency I worked for was Elite Model Management. And I was the director of scouting there. And that was just awesome. I got to travel the world and I got to give many opportunities to many young people. With all of these agencies, with all of these years, IMTA has always been in my life because I started going to the IMTA conventions back then, and I am still going and working with IMTA.
So you started coming to IMTA as a scout with the other agencies? And
actually with Wilhelmina, and then really with Pauline's, because Pauline was a great lady that wanted me as her director of scouting to scout everywhere. And she encouraged me to go to as many great conventions as I could. And you know, IMTA was at the top of our list, so.
I remember all those women. I mean, Kay Mitchell still is a great lady, and you worked with Karen Hilton at Wilhelmina.
Yes.
Also a great lady. And then Pauline, I mean, and your success at Elite is unbelievable.
Well, I feel very fortunate, you know, that I've been able to work with all of those great agencies and really with all of those great people. And I'm happy to still be working with both of you and with you, Nancy, you know, heading president of IMTA.
Thank you, Karen.
So you were a model in your youth. What was one of your favorite jobs that you did?
Well, in Pittsburgh, I did some of the great fashion shows with Bill Blass and, you know, people of that caliber who many of the young people may not know of today, but, you know, many of the young people, I think it would be beneficial for them to look up the history of so many great designers because the designers of the past were just fantastic designers, and so are the designers of today, but you know, we can all learn from history and from the past.
Well, and we know, you know, trends come and go and right. come back so quickly. Do you have a favorite trend that you've followed? Well,
I'm kind of a classic. I'm kind of a classic. Yeah, you know, with a little twist. I love Chanel, you know, and I feel Karl Lagerfeld took that to such great levels, and you know, I love Marc Jacobs, and you know, so there are so many, you know, great designers around the world that it's hard to name one.
Right. But like Bill Blass and Halston era was like classy, right? Classic.
Yes.
Just I like those two.
Beautiful, yes. Yeah. And here we are today in 2020, and you know, this is all being redesigned, and what's going to be, and we're all trying to figure this all out. You know, we've all been in kind of lockdown mode since March, and we're now still trying to find what, you know, the whole modeling acting business is going to be. I just had lunch outdoors at a lovely restaurant with a friend of ours who's been in the modeling industry as well, and you know, people are out lunching and outside, and of course we can't dine inside here. I don't know about in Arizona or anywhere else, but we're still dining outside. But you know, things are slowly but surely coming back.
Yeah, good. Some of our listeners might not know this about you, but you are and have been for several years the house mom in the Elite House. What is that like?
Oh, I love it. I don't have any of my own children, so they're really kind of my kids. I wish they could see, because there's the townhouse.
Yeah.
You know, I've been here for a long time, 20 years actually, and I've seen models come and go, and I'm still in touch with some of them. You know, some of them probably thought I was really a bad house mom because I was a little tough and a little strict, but you know, with teenagers, sometimes you have to be. Do your dishes, make your bed, you know, those kinds of things. Make sure you're on time for your appointments. Make sure you look great when you go on your appointments. And those things are still true today.
Well, actually, you were their substitute parent, if you will.
I kind of was. Yes, I was.
Yes.
What advice, I mean, I know that you work with developing models, and you know, you actually produce our fashion show at IMTA. What advice would you, that you know now from working in the industry, would you give someone that is coming up?
Well, you know, Sarah, I think that piece of advice is really the same from years ago to today. You know, each model has to hone his or her own craft. Same with an actor. I mean, you have to hone your craft. You have to work at being in good, healthy shape. You've got to work on your walk, work on how you move in front of the camera. Know a bit about style, have your own little style, whether it's classic or funky or whatever it is, but have a style. And, you know, be on time, have something interesting to say to the clients. People don't just want a prettier, handsome face. People want someone that's interesting. That's someone that knows how to, you know, bake a cake, grow a garden, ride a horse, all of those things.
Basically, you're saying have a personality.
Yes, okay. Really important.
Really.
And probably today more than ever, because you know, we're on social media and, you know, everyone is kind of out there. And I think it's important that you have a personality, but make it be positive. Make it, you know, make it say something that's important for us to grow and learn from.
You're very popular. Yeah.
Some days. Some days.
What are you, like, what is Karen Lee Group doing as a business?
Well, we are going to try to continue to scout models and place models, because that's what we've done for a long time. But I think moving forward, we are going to try to educate more, because education is so important. And we hold workshops, we hold virtual workshops now until we can hold live workshops. And anything one can do to further their career is really important. You know, whether it's to take a workshop or a class, or, you know, to have the experience of going to IMTA and meeting all of these casting directors and agents and all of these kids from all over. What a great experience. And we grow from each experience we have.
So you agree with IMTA as far as training and development and education is important, because that's what our IMTA directors do.
Well, I think that you've got some amazing directors that really train and coach in wonderful ways. You know, when I, and Susan and I, because we do your fashion show together, when we cast for the show, wow, these kids are great. So many of them know how to walk. Maybe we have to tweak it a little, but, you know, they know what they're doing. They come dressed well. They look terrific. So I'm always impressed with the talent that I see.
I'm always impressed at what you do in a 48-hour sequence. So, you know, you take them to the next level, and that's great.
Well, we enjoy it. We really love it. Our team, you know, Susan, Jimmy, Danny, you know, we put it together in 48 hours, and it's a lot of fun, and I hope we can continue to do it.
Well, it's definitely a draw to yes. IMTA, so we appreciate great. All the hard work that you put into it. What do you think some of the biggest rewards have been for you personally and professionally in the industry?
Well, you know, I think about how much I've grown as a person coming from a small town in Western Pennsylvania, which I love my small town of Newcastle, but I have grown quite a bit from being in the modeling industry. The travel I've been fortunate to gain. You know, someone asked me the other day how many countries I've been to, and sort of did a quick scan. I think I've been to 45 countries, and
incredible.
I guess that's kind of okay, you know. And
yes, it is.
That's not counting the cities, you know, that I've
very
been
worldly.
To.
Worldly, yeah.
Just how I've grown as a person and the knowledge I've gained from so many wonderful people that I've worked with and for over the years. You know, again, back to Kay Mitchell and Karen Hilton, Pauline, John Casablancas, Eileen Ford. I mean, I didn't work for Eileen Ford, but, you know, we can get a lot of knowledge from many people in our business. And the models, think about all the great models. I think about all the great models I've been fortunate to meet and to see and, you know, admire and learn from as well.
And work with.
And work with, yes.
You were responsible for discovering many of them, so.
Well, yes, some of them I am part of that team that, you know, it takes a team to find and discover. You know, sometimes one person does it, but oftentimes it's a team of people. And I don't think models realize that all the time, that, you know, maybe it's that first person that says, wow, you have something. And then someone else says, yes, you really do. And it does take a team to build that person. And they themselves, it takes them also to want it and to have the desire themselves, because, you know, we can all have that desire for someone, but if they don't have the desire and work ethic and hard and put in the hard work, it's not going to happen.
Right. Again, you're so popular today.
I'm shutting it off, but it comes up on my phone. I'm really sorry. I guess that's a good thing, right?
Recording your phone calls. That's
so
great.
I know that we share a love for art and the Met, and we always have our Met dates when we're in New York.
My favorite.
It's one of my favorite things to do with you. What is it about New York that just, I mean, what's your favorite part about New York?
Well, you know, that's one of the things that I love, Sarah, and I do love going to the museum with you and Nancy, and even the kids that I have in my workshops. Many of the kids haven't really been to museums, and just to see the fantastic work that has been done by these creative people. Yes, and the Met is opening Thursday through Sunday, and you have to get a special ticket, and MoMA's going to open as well. I can't wait to go back because I haven't been to a museum since probably February. Right. And I miss that, but I love visiting the museums and taking in a play maybe once a month, and you know, going to Central Park, and you know, going to a great sport. You know, we have the U.S. Open starting now, but that's going to be virtual also.
Yeah, I heard that.
And New York has so many things to offer, and we were hit pretty badly and pretty hard. But you know, I'm a New Yorker and a fan of New York, so I'm gonna hope that I can help to bring it back a little.
Great,
that's great,
because that's my favorite city in the world.
Is it?
Yes, it is. I love New York. It makes me like have so many and so much energy, and I love the theater, the museums, the everything about it, the city. You know,
the food, Nancy.
Oh, wow. That goes without saying. I could eat Italian for days.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite restaurant, Karen?
I don't. Up? I have many. Italian, Indian, Japanese, Chinese. I mean, I have many. Turkish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you eat.
Being half Italian, half Polish, I do tend to love Italian restaurants, but I love the flavors of all parts of the world.
Right. You had talked a little bit about having your degree in health and wellness, and I know that you practice yoga. Is that something that you were always into, or did that develop over time just for health and wellness reasons?
Actually, you know, I think back, even in my college days, I always enjoyed sort of that, you know, yoga-esque kind of thing. But I really got into it once I moved to New York City. And I am a certified yoga teacher, and I'm not teaching regularly, but I do teach privately, and I do teach some of the models. And there's so many benefits to yoga, you know, the focus, the strength, the flexibility, all of those things are important.
We've had many private yoga instructions per Karen Lee up in our suites at the hotel, so thank you for that.
Right, when we laugh a little too at not being able to hold a pose or something, right?
I can't do yoga because all I do is laugh, so.
Well, you know, they're finding many benefits to yoga and meditation. And I think a lot of new kids on the block are really getting into yoga and meditation too.
Good. Right.
So what are you girls expecting, you know, for IMTA in the future?
Well, LA is a go, and we're just working on, you know, all the specs and bringing some things new to IMTA. And, So we're really excited about it because we have a great group of people coming.
Well, I'm excited to be there and to meet everyone and to produce your fashion show again. So, you know, we have that to look forward to.
Absolutely. Yes. So the last bit of information we want to know is something a little fun that we want to start with all of our guests. And we would like to know what song would best describe the soundtrack to your life.
Oh. You could have prepared me for that. Ain't No Mountain High Enough. How's that?
I love it.
Great choice.
It's a fantastic choice.
Diana Ross, right?
Yeah. That's a fantastic choice.
That popped into your head really quick. So it must be... Have a message.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm you know, thankful to both of you, and I would encourage all of your talent coming to you know, be excited about it. It's a great, you know, few days and a great experience, and I'm looking forward to meeting everyone in January. And to seeing all the directors again.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we miss them too.
We love you and appreciate you so much.
Love you,
love you both.
And are so excited that you're on our podcast.
Yes.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Okay. Right. Have a great day, Karen.
Enjoy
Bye,
the city.
Girl.
Okay.
Bye.
So that was very exciting.
Yes.
We love Karen Lee. We're so happy that she is part of the IMTA family. And we're looking forward to our lineup of guests coming
yes.
soon.
Yeah, every 2 weeks?
Every couple of weeks, yeah. We will interview and upload our podcast. So stay tuned, subscribe. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and much more.
Thank you again, Karen. Bye.
This has been a podcast of a lifetime, produced by Artist Movement and IMTA.